Masachas Nida, Perek Dalad Mishnah Hey, Kama Hi Kishua. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, where we learned that if a woman's having labor pains and then she sees dam, she doesn't become a zav, zava, and the Mishnah now defines the length of time that we associate her pains with labor pains. So Kama Hi Kishua, how long is her labor as far as this goes? How far back prior to giving birth can we assume that if a woman had pains that they're related to childbirth? The longer we associate the pains with childbirth, the longer the woman remains immune to the tumah ziva. So Rav Meir says, I feel arbim chamishim yayim, he could give me 40 or 50 days. And Rabbi Huda says, daya chodsha, her month is sufficient, meaning the ninth month is enough. We associate her pains with childbirth only if the pains are within the ninth month of her pregnancy. Rabbi Yisrael Shimon say in kishu Yisrael Mishtei Shabbosos, there's no labor that lasts more than 2 weeks. Labor pains experienced by a woman more than 2 weeks prior to childbirth would not exempt her from the tumah of ziva. For example, if a woman experienced labor pains 2 weeks and 3 days prior to giving birth, she would be susceptible to ziva during these 3 days. And Rabbi Yisrael Shimon learn out from the pasuk of v'tama shivu ayim, as the Gemara explains. Mishnah Vav. Now, a woman, we've been discussing this often, a woman who gives birth to a girl remains tamei for 14 days. So any dam that she sees from the 15th to the 80th, the 66 days, is considered tahar. If a woman is in labor and she sees dam, she does not become a zava, but she could become a nida. Now, our Mishnah is going to deal with a case of woman who is in labor during these 66 days. So do we see the dam, do we say that the dam is a result of the labor, in which case she is susceptible to nida, or does the fact that she's within her 66 pure days, tahar days, indicates that there's this dam tahar, pure blood, and she remains immune to the tumah of nida, and she would not become a nida. So let's see what the Mishnah says. Hamikasha, someone who is in labor, besarach shemayim shel nekeva, within the 80 days for a nekeva, meaning again, a woman gives birth to a female child. Now, this is a little bit of a unique case, and Rashi in the Gemara explains that there are two scenarios that this could happen. One is that she became pregnant after the 14 days following the time she gave birth, and 41 days later she went into labor. So, and this would also explain why it's dafka and nekeva. That's one case. And a second scenario would involve a woman who was pregnant with twins, and she gave birth to the first twin in her seventh month and to the second twin in her ninth month. That's, while in labor with the second twin, she's still within the days of her tahar days following the birth of the first twin. So those are two ways to learn it, and there is an issue with the second way, but either way, Rashi does bring down both of those scenarios for this unique type of a case. So, but in any case, a makasha says shmein mishal nekeva kol dam shehi roya tahirim, all blood which she sees is going to be tahar achi yetzei avlad, until the child comes out and is born. So, any dam that she sees, whether it's during the 7 days during which she would otherwise be a nida, or whether it's during the 11 days between nida and the next, during which you become a zava, either way, it's tahar. Now, Rav Lezer would say that it's tamei, and it would be like dam nida. Amr Lezer, the Rabbi Lezer. They said to Rabbi Lezer, the Chacham said to Rabbi Lezer, now, ma b'mkayim shehechmer b'dam ha-shayfi, heikel b'dam ha-kayshi, he's going to bring a kal v'chaymer. Ma'adach in a situation where the law, where we're machmer b'dam ha-shayfi, which is literally blood of respite, that if she bleeds for 3 days without having labor pains, then she becomes a zava. So nevertheless, in that case, it's heikel b'dam ha-kayshi. It's lenient regarding the blood of labor, meaning that if during those same 3 days she has labor pains, she doesn't become a zava. So then, makayim sheheikel b'dam ha-shayfi, any din sheheikel b'dam ha-kayshi. So then in a situation where we're lenient by dam ha-shayfi, then we should be lenient by dam ha-kayshi. meaning in the situation of labor that takes place during the 66 days, where we're lenient about the Dam Shaifi, that even if she sees 3 days of bleeding, she does not become a Ziva or a Nida. So certainly we would say that to be lenient by the Dam Hakaishi, blood of labor, that if she bleeds during labor, she should remain immune to the impurities of Ziva and Nida. So that's what the Rabbi Lezer, they said to Rabbi Lezer, Chum said to Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer said back to them, Dai love him and Elias can eat him. Literally, it means it's sufficient for the inferred law to be as that from which it's inferred. We can only learn out so much from what the halacha is teaching us. We can only learn that amount. What does that mean? Mimahe kil aleha. In what respect is the law lenient for her? Mitoma ziva. That's only for Toma ziva. Aval tamei Tomas nida. But she is tamei. She would be tamei for Tomas nida. So that, again, this only relates to her, what we're talking about, that's only from the Tumah of Ziva, but she would be tummy about Nida. So therefore, a woman who experiences and sees Dam during labor, which takes place within her 66 days, would remain Tahar only as it relates to Ziva, but not as it relates to Nida.